I know my intros are crappy, but right off the bat, I'm gonna say that last episode was crap. Honestly, I'm really sorry for that crappy audio, whatever you heard, because Pothead 1 was supposed to be a really good one. But I myself even don't know what went wrong during the post-processing and stuff, but that just shows my lack of dedication and lack of interest towards pumping out quality shit. Because hey folks, honestly, most of y'all know this ain't something I want to do for like a full-time thing right now, because money makes the world go round, man. And I have other shit in life to worry about, and I have other things to do too. But hopefully once everything is sorted, I can put time into this. But till then, please, again, bear with me. The last one was a really bad one. I really apologize for that, but still bear with me. And coming back, sipping on some beer, man. Coming back to the podcast. The episodes have been like where I want shit to be, where I want to say things like on gaming or my perspective of pot, whatever it may be. It has been satisfying, but the one shit is judgy people are all around, man. And when people look at your shit from a religious view point of view, it fucks everything up. Like, religion is like having a thing. I think I've said this before, but whatever, I'm gonna say it again. Religion is like having a penis. It's okay to have one. It's okay to be proud of one. But it's not okay to whip it out in public and fling it around on everybody's faces or shove it down somebody's throat, right? So you gotta respect that. And honestly, from the society where we come from, there is no religious freedom, to be honest. Like, either you're a Christian or you're an outcast. Like, nobody considers Hindus or Muslims as good people. No Nagas consider. Sure, most of the younger generation do, but go ask the older people, man. They say they'll go to hell, stuff like that. They don't believe in Christ. I don't mean to be bringing religion in, but this is just my point of view. And before I go any deeper, this is a disclaimer for everybody. Please keep it tight. Please do not take it in the wrong way. This is just an opinion. This is in no way meant to change somebody's thoughts or influence somebody to do something or to change somebody's point of view on religion. I'm not saying your religion is wrong. I'm not saying your religion is right. It's just what I think. So please bear with me. And if you think you can't handle that, you can leave, because it's not even so important. It's not even so important, to be very honest. Listen if you want, listen if you don't want to. And get the fuck out, man. Coming back, but like, our society, like, they don't accept other religion. Sure, like I said, the younger ones will do, but the older people won't. And with the things that are happening right now, being like a non-believer, not being a Christian and stuff, it's quite hard because people look at you like, oh, he's such a bad guy, stuff like that, right? But honestly, man, most people can't even do half of the shit their religion tells them to do. Not even half. And they judge us for not believing in it, man. Oh my. If you believe in it, why won't you do it 100%, man? If you don't believe me, most of your praise and worship groups will be practicing with a mouthful of gutkha. If you know what I mean, right? That's a sad reality. And like, not to put not to insult anybody or not to put anybody, target anybody, but if your family, no, if your family has like a role in the church, one of the kids is supposed to be a naughty spoiled brat or druggy, something like that, right? You know what I mean, right? No hala ke. That's such a stereotype, man, for real. I don't get it. I don't get it why people even think about that. I don't get it why even people say such shit like that. Like, faster now, acha se maho tha ye type to. That's a funny shit, man. But it is what it is. Open secrets which nobody's willing to talk about, but I ain't here to judge, man. I just see that shit, so I'm talking. I'm just saying it. Coming back to religion, like, I do not believe, like, sure, I used to believe, but I don't believe, like, you're going to hell because you don't do this, you don't do that. Because I have seen so much more from other religions too, and I know like people who are far more better than me, and why don't they deserve to go to heaven if they don't believe me? And sure, some people will point at me like, you are not supposed to ask questions about God, you're not supposed to judge me. That's your way, man. Fine, man. But that ain't for me. And honestly, if there is a God, I know he is behind me, and he or she or whatever, the source of life, the creator or whatever you want to call it. Because honestly, on my own, I can't be where I am. There is some supernatural or something beyond this life that's guiding and helping in whatever it may be, in the walks of life. And you can call it whatever you want, you can say whatever you want, but for me, I think by the time my life ends from this, I'll be over there. I'll be like where I belong. I don't know where it is. No one knows. Can't prove it. I'm sorry. I'm not saying you should believe what I'm saying. That's just my thinking. But I believe that'll happen, and hey, it is what it is, man. I ain't worried about that. But that's it. That's as simple as it can be. And honestly, most people judge my sayings because it's like negative. They say things. But one, I don't mean to say his name. Let's not say his name. Let's just say he's a singer, a church and event singer in Woka. He's from Woka, and like, he used to follow my shit. He used to follow my shit a lot. He followed me for like almost 2 years, I guess. And he was quite a poser. Honestly, he followed me when he was like 4K, and I was also like around 4K. But after that, he like started performing in bigger occasions, like sports things, stuff at church, yada yada yada. So like, he started putting singer entertainer in his bio. So I'm not judging. He can put whatever he wants, it's fine. Then suddenly he starts judging my shit. He says it's wrong, stuff like that. When I said like, just because here people say their prayers are, because of their prayers, COVID is not here, doesn't mean it's true, no? You can't, I mean, doesn't mean it's, I mean, maybe true, but you can't take all the credit for that, man. Who are you to say? How can you prove your religion is superior than others? Sure, every fucking religion has like miracles and stuff like that, man. Y'all do your research, man. Don't be so blind. I'm not saying your religion is fake, but don't be blind. Stay woke, man. But regarding that, that guy, he was like pouring so much hate on me, like, you're going to hell, stuff like that. And I said, alright, keep it to yourself. It's just my opinion. I said that. I have screenshots too, man. I can get screenshots too. I don't have screenshots, but I can get screenshots too if y'all don't believe me. Then after that, I had like a give. I was back in my 2020 giveaway. I asked what y'all wanted for a giveaway, and he said beer. Funny ass motherfucker. Bitch ass. That holy guy was asking me beer, man. Funny. I'm not even gonna say anything. I'm just gonna leave it there. He replied to my story saying beer. And after that, I did not even reply. I didn't reply to anyone. I just read all the feedback and I just left it there. And after a while, like when I gave away the bongs, stuff like that, later on during the year, like there was talk about like the open close lockdowns again, right? People like complaining about closing it again. So I was like, so I said like, why are y'all complaining? You're not gonna even gonna change the world, right? It's just stay at home. If authorities, if whoever is in charge, if you are under them, you have to say them. Like, if you are a part of society, right? So, like, in that context, I said, like, sit your ass at home, stuff like that. I even have a tweet out about it. You can check it out. And he was like, he called me, what did he call me? He called me the Kangana. What was her name? You know, right? Y'all know, right? That bitch ass Bollywood actress. I just sent some laughing emojis and I gave him some shit back. I don't remember exactly what I said, but I gave him some shit back and I told him to unfollow. The unfollow button is right there. I told him that if you are not interested, I did not ask you to follow me. That's the main shit. And after that, he agreed and he left. Fucking bitch ass. He blocked me and he unblocked me, and he requested me. He sent me a request. What the fuck is up with people like that? I don't know. And he's so proud. He models for like thrift secondhand shops. I'm not even gonna say thrift anymore, man. Secondhand dukan. He models for like secondhand shops. And he acts like so cool, so up there, man. Oh my god, jeez, get a life, bro. I hope you get a life. And I'm sorry, man. I do not know how I made this fucking episode about him, man. But that's just another story in my stupid time, man. On Instagram. Talking about giveaways, I'm having another giveaway. But this giveaway is only for people who are in K Town and Namapur. It's not much, it's gonna be like a 7 to 12 inch bong. Let's see what I can get, y'all, man. It's gonna be a good borosilicate glass bong. Way better than those metal down stems and stuff, right? So stay tuned. Keep out for. Keep. Stay on the watch for links. I'll keep on pushing details to the end of the month on the podcast as well as on all my socials. But follow me on Twitter, man. If you're on Twitter, follow me on Twitter. I don't have an audience on Twitter. That's a funny shit, man. I don't know why it's so hard to get an audience on Twitter. I say the same shit I do on Instagram, but nobody's there, I guess. But the people who are there are also so stiff. And honestly, in a funny shit, people on Twitter, they think they're so high and intellectual, man. Idiots acting like intellectuals, and that's Twitter for you, man. Honestly, with their cheeky ass quotes. Oh my god, I don't mean to rant about Twitter again right now, but follow me on Twitter. I'll post links. I don't even have to post links, y'all just have to press the links on my bio or even down in the description every episode. But that's it, this is the end. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you liked it. One thing, if you, like I said in the last episode, if you think somebody should listen to it, please, not even please, man. If you think somebody should listen to it, just share it if you want to. You don't even have to. But one thing, when I'm serious about this podcast, you'll have better audio and video too. I'll bring it in with video. Yeah, come on, man. You all know I have the potential. I have the gear to shoot 4K right here in right now, man. But I don't have the motivation, or I don't have the interest to put in the effort right now, because it's something I do for fun. And if you're having fun when I'm having fun, yeah, it's a win-win for everybody, man. But thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Share it to somebody if you think they should listen to it. And fuck the background noise. Fuck everything, man. Hi, creator out. Peace. Thank you.